On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
We cross now live to Fabian Fanboy in Hollywood, and hello to you, sir.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, very good, Fabian. Very good, very good. It's been a an interesting week. Haven't really thought a lot about the movies myself, but I'm sure that you have, and I'd like you to, perhaps maybe send a little of your wisdom down the phone lines and out through the radio waves here to our listeners.
So you haven't seen Blade Runner 2049?
No, I have not.
Sarah has.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, so forget her. I'm super excited, though, because everyone seems to be saying it's pretty good.
It's getting reviews that are the sort of reviews where, like, really mature and quite blown away reviews, like quite sort of, wow, that was really quite amazing. Wow.
People are genuflecting towards this film, and it sort of shows that Denis Villeneuve, the French director who last made Arrival, he is one of the top guys working today, and I'm really excited that he's doing Dune next. I know I'm here to talk about movies, but I've kind of been holding off reading too much about it because I haven't seen it yet, and I don't want to spoil it myself. But well, the word on the street is pretty damn good.
There was a note at the beginning of the press screening signed "Love, Denis," which basically said, in your reviews, when you talk about it on social media, don't be a dick. Let everybody else experience it the way you're experiencing it. No spoilers, please, which I thought was pretty cool.
And then the note,
No, that would have been amazing. It just popped up. It was the first screen to play before anything else. Signed by the director.
Signed by the director, so you know it was authentic.
Yeah.
That's pretty young.
There is another film out this week that I have seen that I really would like to highlight. I know it's probably not at the top of anyone's movie priority list at this stage, but it's called A Ghost Story, and it's a really amazing American indie starring Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara.
I love Casey Affleck.
It's directed by, a guy called David Lowery, who directed Pete's Dragon, the Disney film that was shot in New Zealand a couple
Pete's
of years
Dragon's
ago.
Pete's Dragon's great.
And David Lowery kind of comes from indie film, and this is apparently a film he made with the money he made from Pete's Dragon, and it's low budget, but it's really getting, it really gets under your skin. It's about a young couple, and the guy dies, and then he turns up back at his house under a sheet with holes for eyes. Basically,
excellent.
Observes his wife carrying on with her life, and as the silent ghostly specter, and it sounds kind of ridiculous.
Oh, I love that,
but it
already
just works.
The old sheet with eyes. Let me just give me two references there. Bring myself into it for a second. One, I've got this. I bought a present for somebody once from my friend's shop, and it was basically a towel that had the eyes cut out so you could be a ghost. And not one single person thought it was a cool present, but for me. She just gave it back to me. We go do. You can have that if you want. And then I've got this little figurine, which is the classic. It glows in the dark, and it's a proper ghost with the ball and chain, and the sheet and the eye, that sort of thing there. And the only other person that likes my son, and we love it. It's awesome. It's one of the cool toys.
You'll love this film because it's reclaiming that image for good. It's come to represent someone who didn't make a plan on Halloween, and now it's almost like a figure from a Miyazaki film or something. There's just something quite sort of innocent and poetic about its presence. The film is shot in the boxy 1.33:1 ratio, which has curved edges, so it's like you're watching someone's old Super 8 film or something.
Or like one of those old
It's quite something.
Movie scope things, what do they call?
Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon, is that the call? No, that's right. Sorry, Nickelodeon, yeah. Like that sort of thing.
And it's very beautiful, it's very kind of mellow. It's kind of shot like a Terrence Malick film without the budget. It's got some great music. There's a there's some random cameos from the likes of Bonnie Prince Billy and Kesha, or Kesha, I'm never sure how to say that. And it's really cool, and it's 90 minutes, so it's a nice little nugget. And it's the kind of film that, if I wasn't reviewing it, I don't know if I would have gone out of my way to see it. But I'm so glad I did, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. And it kind of goes to some unexpected places. It's as much about time as it is about anything. As a ghost, he kind of loses the ability to perceive time. But it's about loss and grieving, but not in a way that isn't captivating.
So I'm quite sold. I mean, I'm not a horror film man. I'm not really a I didn't really like Ghost the movie.
It's definitely not a horror film.
Is it like
Less
Ghost
of
the movie?
A horror film than Ghost, even. It's like a weird art house version of Ghost, kind of.
It played here in the festival, and everybody, it didn't get that much of a PR push, but everybody I know that saw it said it was amazing. So hopefully it'll get a small release out here.
Yeah. So if you're not on the Blade Runner train, I think it's playing at the Academy in Auckland, and so yeah, check out A Ghost Story. Really cool film.
You see, all right. Anything else to report over there this week?
Nothing else to report from my end. How are things with you?
Things are good. Things are good here. We've like I say, we've got special votes coming in. Get counted. They'll be all results are there will come out tomorrow.
So we're still kind of in limbo, aren't we?
And then after that we're still in limbo as well. So because then we've got to wait for New Zealand first to make a decision. What's he gonna do?
Oh, well.
I mean, you know, it'll be Christmas soon, won't it? We won't know. but no, it's all, we're all very well over here. Thank you very much. Summer's on the way. So I mean, you use summer's all the time there, isn't it? Anyway, thank you very much, sir. I said, sir. I'm
cheers, Mikey.
Sir.
Speak to you soon.
Bye,
thank
Fabian.
You very much. Bye, Fabian. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Hollywood. We'll see you next week, Hollywood.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
I'm terrible when people say,